What do we know about trastuzumab and hormone therapy without chemotherapy?
Well, there's interesting data that was just presented, and it's really the first randomized trial to test this receptor crosstalk hypothesis. This was a study, only about 100 patients per arm, so a relatively modestly powered study, but it was first-line metastatic breast cancer patients, postmenopausal, that are ER positive and HER2 positive, and they were randomized to Arimidex alone or Arimidex plus Herceptin. And the study was a positive study. The Arimidex plus Herceptin was a superior regimen in these patients.
In terms of what, progression-free?
Higher response rate, longer progression-free survival by about double. There was no overall survival benefit, as I recall from that study, because of the small sample size, and about 70% of the patients on the Arimidex arm crossed over to Herceptin, so that would contaminate this overall survival analysis. But nevertheless, I mean, in terms of proof of concept, despite its small numbers, I mean, it was statistically significant. The challenge in the clinic, of course, is, you know, when you're considering endocrine therapy up front in a patient with metastatic disease, historically, that was the only thing that we would treat them with. In which case, you know, you're talking about an oral regimen, but now you're considering an oral regimen plus Herceptin, which is committing the patient to an intravenous treatment, which is a little bit more problematic logistically. But nevertheless, in terms of proof of concept, I was very impressed by the data set. And it paves the way for future consideration of other HER2-targeted agents that may not be IV. For example, lapatinib, by blocking HER2 kinase, might be something to consider in combination with endocrine therapy. And as you know, there is a large randomized phase 3 trial ongoing with letrozole, looking at lapatinib and letrozole versus letrozole alone, similar to the study design of Arimidex and Herceptin. Hopefully that will be positive and would offer an all-oral regimen for these metastatic cases.